2. After the lifeboat drill, the ship finally left port, and Tricia and Angelica returned to their suite to meet their butler, Sebastian. The older gentleman spoke with a proper English accent and insisted on unpacking for them, but first he poured more wine. The sisters bundled up and stood on the suite's balcony, sipping champagne and watching the lights of New Jersey slip by the starboard side of the ship as they waved and toasted the lady in the harbor. It was like being in an old Fred Astaire film, only in color. Too soon it was time to dress for dinner, and poor Angelica never did get her cocktail. But somehow they managed to meet Antonio and Ginny at their cabin only 5 minutes late. Antonio answered the door to their knock. "There you are," he said, smiling. "Here we are," Tricia agreed, bouncing on the balls of her feet. "Ginny is almost ready. Come in, come in," Antonio said, and ushered the sisters in. "What a pretty suite," Tricia said. It was very like the one she and Angelica shared, but only half the size. "You just missed Mr. Everett," Antonio said. "Oh?" Angelica asked. Antonio nodded. "He gave his regrets that he and his lovely wife would not be joining us for dinner tonight." "Oh, dear. Are they okay?" "Just tired from a long day. Then it's better they rest up today so they can jump into all the fun tomorrow," Angelica said. "Are they ordering room service?" Tricia asked. "Yes. Mr. E said they would find us tomorrow and promised to join us for dinner as well." "Good." Ginny emerged from the smaller of the two bedrooms and quietly closed the door. "Sophia is asleep at last?" A knock on the door drew their attention. Antonio answered it. "Mr. Barbero, I'm Elena Gutierrez, one of the ship's nannies. I'll be sitting with Sophia this evening." Antonio ushered her in. She showed him her credentials, and Ginny went over a very long list of instructions before Antonio practically had to drag her out of the stateroom. "We will see you in an hour or so," Antonio called to Elena, firmly shutting the door behind them. "I'm sorry I delayed us, but after all, I don't know the ship's nannies," Ginny said with concern. She walked in front of Tricia and Angelica in the narrow corridor, heading for the elevator. "Oops, lift," Tricia reminded herself. After all, this was an Irish ship. "Ah, but darling girl, they do this on a regular basis, and we are only going to the restaurant. We can be paged in an instant," Antonio promised, and Tricia never tired of hearing the lilt of his slight Italian accent. "Ginny, dear, relax. Sophia was asleep when we left. I'm sure she'll still be sound asleep when we return. That's why I booked us for the later seating," Angelica said. But that night, it seemed everyone would be eating at the same time. "Perhaps you can request Elena as your nanny for the rest of the trip. Then you won't have to worry about a stranger sitting with her every time." "Good idea. I'll look into it tomorrow." The dress code for the first evening's meal was smart casual, and they'd chosen their attire accordingly. Angelica had sprung for a tuxedo for Antonio and was looking forward to seeing him in it. The last time he'd worn one was at his wedding to Ginny, but the handsome young man was born for formal dress. Ginny had protested when Angelica had offered to take her on a trip to Boston to buy a new wardrobe for their Irish-inspired holiday, but she'd eventually given in, and the three of them had taken time off from work to make a weekend of it. Although Ginny and Angelica had gotten off to a rough start some 6 years before, which was admittedly Tricia's fault, they'd actually bonded as in-laws. The group paused at the hostess stand at the posh Kell's Grill, several price ranges above the restaurant where the rest of the Stoneham Chamber cruisers were assigned for their meals. The dining room seated no more than 20, but they had reserved seats and were escorted to their table beside a large window that overlooked the promenade deck below and the black ocean beyond. Antonio held out chairs for all of them before taking a seat himself. "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen," said a tall, thin...